Welcome. We are at Gibson High School, home of the Blue Devils. Welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys basketball game. Tonight, the Blackford Bruins and the Gibson Blue Devils. We'll mention internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. ASO, Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access, putmeinsports.com, since 2008. Omission, both teams are on the floor. They're taking shots at their leisure, ready for basketball. We'll mention the JV contest. It's got to be a pretty good contest. Mention the Blue Devils to win over Blackford 56. It's a good ball game. Is not quite like the ball game we saw at Shenandoah AD contest. That went overtime. We'll talk a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Blackford Bruins. School was founded in 1969. They have a school enrollment of 489. Also in Class 2A, Sectional 39. Play their Sectional here at Tipton. With these teams, go at it. Sectional foes, they may go against each other again. Ping pong balls fall where they may. Will Mitchin for Bruins. Talk about their principal. Their principal, Blackford High School, is Jason Rich. Athletic director, most instrumental for Put Me in Sports. They're always thankful. Put Me in Sports is at Blackford High School. Whether it be a boys game or a girls game, athletic director is Scott Clam. The athletic secretary is Kate Bennett. Blackford High School is located at 2392 North 8 Road 3, Park City, Indiana, 47348. Reach them on the web at blackfordathletics.com. Where the colors red, black, white. They perform in the Central Indiana Conference. Central Indiana Conference made up of eight teams stack up like this. At the top presently, Memphis Finawa, 5-0. Central Indiana, they're 11-5 overall. Led by Frankton, in at number two, also 5-0, 12-6. For all. The place presently is Oak Hill. Oak Hill, the Golden Eagles, here two in the conference, they're 9-8 for all. Blackford Bruins at number 4-3, conference, they're 11-7 overall. Followed up by Alexandria. Alexandria, they're 2-3, 9-9 overall. Then it's Madison Grant. Madison Grant, the Argyles, 1-4. They're 4-11 overall. It's Eastbrook. Panthers, also 1-4, 4-12 overall. Winding out the bottom of the conference there is Elwood. Elwood, 1-win, 5 losses in the conference. 7-12 overall. Remind you, Blackford. Bruins, 11-7 on the season. TIC, they're 3-3. Bruins in 18 ball games. You divide and carry the proper number, you'll find out that their average output offensively game is 54 points. Defensively, they give up an average of 57. Head coach, working in year number 3, Blackford High School, Matt Justin. Matt Justin, 27 wins, 38 losses. Number 3, overall, he's working in year number 7, varsity boys basketball coach. 53 wins, 99 losses. Next game on the agenda for the Blackford Bruins is going to happen this Friday, February 9th. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. The Blackford Bruins will travel to battle with the Oak Hill Golden Eagles. talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils right here, they have a gym capacity of 3,050. Ought to work pretty good for the sectional coming up. Class 2A, sectional 39, 7 in that sectional. Happened right here at Tipton High School. And we'll mention in the sectional is Tipton. They're currently 17 wins, 1 loss. Followed up by Taylor. Taylor will be the Tipton opponents Saturday evening coming up. And Taylor, they're 14-5 on the season. Hackford, the Bruins, 11-7. Eastern, the Comets are 10-8. Wood, the Panthers are 7-12. Addison Grant, they're 4-11. And Eastbrook, 4-12. Principal at Tipton High School, Mr. Craig Leach. Athletic director is Mr. Corey Thumb. Assistant AD, also the middle school athletic director, is Alex Peddle. Athletic trainer at Tipton High School, Burke Embers. Mention, the Devils currently 17 wins, 1 loss, 3-0, have already won the East Division. Play the winner, the West Division. We'll mention Tipton High School. It's located 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 6072. Dial them up, 765-757-4431. The web is TiptonAthletics.com. For the colors, blue and white. Performed in the Hoosier Conference. Their conference made up of 9 teams. Mentioned at the top presently is Tipton. The Blue Devils in the East. You know, they've already won the East. Mentioned they'll play the winner. The West Division, that's either going to be Lafayette Central Catholic or Twin Lakes. Going to be one of those two teams. Well, mention second place. Hoosier Conference East Division, Tipton Heights 2-1. Presently, they're 9 wins, 10 losses on the season. Third place, Western. Western Panthers, they're 1-2 in the Hoosier East Division, 4-14 overall. It's Northwestern Tigers finished the division at 0-3. Currently, 10 wins, 5 losses on the season. Now, in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference, 5 teams in the West. Top right now, 3-0. The Central Catholic, 10-5 overall. Pulled up by Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes, the Indians are 3-1, 12-5 overall. Place, West Lafayette, the Red Devils, 1-2, 12-6. Overall, while we're talking about the West Lafayette Red Devils, except Super Bowl this Sunday by 6:30. Keep eyes on number 56, the Kansas City Chiefs. Drafted in the first round last year. Played in the Super Bowl last year. He's going to play again. The starter, he went to Purdue. George Karlaftis. Karlaftis, he'll wear number 56. Defensive end. He works both sides. Defensive end. You'll see him Sunday in the Super Bowl. A quality young man brought up in the ranks there at Lafayette by head coach Dane Fry. And we'll mention West Lafayette. They're 1-2 in the West. They're 12-6 overall. Fourth place, Benton Central. The Bison are 1-2. 11-8. Overall, Minnesota Central, they wind up the bottom, they're 0-3, 8-9 overall. Clock still rolling down, we'll mention. Head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Hawkins, 81 wins, 34 losses here at Tipton High School. Overall, he's working in year number 43, 578 wins. 393 losses. Coach Cliff Hawkins. This game on the agenda for the Blue Devils this Saturday, February 10th, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Taylor Titans will be right here with the Blue Devils. Talk about the Hoosier Conference. games happening this week. This week, we'll mention tonight, three ball games. Brewers here with Tipton. Faith Christian is at Central Catholic tonight. Twin Lakes is at Kankakee Valley. Also mentioned, Thursday, coming up Thursday, February 8th, my father-in-law's birthday, Mike Orr. My grandson, Rowan, he's going to be 7. My classmate, Ed Ealing, football with him. What a quality guy. He's going to be 57, same as me. Thursday, one game, 8 o'clock. We're still here, Central Bombers. Go against Pitt Central, Tyson. Now, that'll be a conference game in the West. Friday night, February 9th, p.m., Benton Central, Tri-County. 7:30, Hamilton Heights at Westfield. 7:30, Central Catholic at West Lafayette, the West Division matchup. 7:30, Whitco be at Northwestern. And Saturday, game coming up. 7:30, Frontier at Rensselaer Central. 7:30, Ron Colley at Central Catholic. 7:30, Northwestern, Rossville. 7:30, Twin Lakes, Crawfordsville. 7:30, Western at Peru. 7:30, Taylor Titans be at Tipton right here. And an afternoon game at 2:30 will be West Lafayette, Tri-County. That's rolling down. Ready for some basketball. We'll also mention Central Indiana Conference tonight, Tuesday, the 6th of February. 7:30, Blackford right here with Tipton. 7:30, Elwood at Southern Wells. 7:30, Frankton at Wabash. 7:30, Madison Grant conference game at the Eastbrook. 7 o'clock game, Muncie Burris in Alexandria. Friday the 9th, PIC Saturday. They're all conference games. 7:30, Alexandria, Madison Grant. 7:30, Blackford at Oak Hill. 7:30, Mississippiwa at Frankton. 7:30, Westdale at Eastbrook. Saturday, coming up Saturday the 10th. 2:30 game, Mississippiwa at Pendleton Heights. 7:30 contest, Southwood, Madison Grant for National Anthem. Our national anthem. That was played by the Tipton Blue Devil Band. They're up on the stage. North end of the gym. I want to mention the starting lineup. We're mentioning Blackford Bruins. They'll start like this. Coming number one, 5'10" and senior, 8.2 points per game average, Kian Wells. Wearing number 10, 6'3" and junior, 13.2 points per game average, Gage Baker. Serving number 15 tonight for the Bruins. 5'11" senior. 10.8 points per game average, Ethan Morris. Wearing number 23, 6'2" senior. 5.9 points per game average, Vince Huxley. And number 24, 6'4" sophomore, 4.9 points per game average. That's Mason Kitterman. The coach, Black Villains, Matthew, out. Starting line at four, the Tipton Blue Devils. Start like this. Covering number three, 6 foot 6 inch junior, 18.6 points per game, 7 rebounds per game average, Grady Carpenter. Covering number five, 6 foot 2 inch junior, 5.9 points per game average, Sam Quigley. Wearing number 11, 6 foot 1 inch senior, 20.7 game average, Colin Swan. Covering number 12 for the Blue Devils, 6 foot 4 inch senior, 6.6 points per game average, Ian Tracy. And winding out the lineup, where's number 23, 6 foot senior, 12.4 points per game average, Jackson Money. The coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. So they're winding up the lineup right there. Ready for basketball. Blue Devils going to wear the customary white home uniforms. Black, we're going to wear the black uniform. You got red numerals outlined in white. So looking for a good game here tonight. Black for Bruins. Blue Devils, both in Class 2A, sectional 39. It's going to be a warm-up game. These two teams may meet again. Find out. We're a couple of weeks away from that. We'll jump it up. It's going to be Eddie Carpenter, 6'6", junior for the Blue Devils, where's number three. We're going to jump it up in the center circle. It's going to be 24, Mason Kitterman, 6'4", sophomore. There's the whistle. Here comes the toss. Toss is not too bad. Tip to the backcourt. Picked up by Nolan Swan. Across the timeline, he work at left side. Grady Carpenter, out top, Jackson Money. Back around the perimeter, versus Ryan Tracy, now Sam Quigley. Out top of the circle, he'll dribble around, probably work it down low. Going to be a steal. Grady Carpenter trying to get it to Nolan Swan, stepping in front of the pass. Blackburn forgets the first shot in the game. It's a low extended three-point shot, wouldn't go. Taken by Gage Baker. Back the other direction, Grady Carpenter in the paint. He'll float one up. 2-point bucket. Good. Carpenter. Devil's going to put a court press on him. Trying to steal the ball in the front court on the pass. Brian Tracy goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Blackbird in the front court. Brought in. High court. Looking to get it in. Finally does. Get in to Kitterman. Get the ball back. Point guard. 15. Ethan Morris. Being guarded there out top by Jackson Money. Get back to Kitterman. They're working cross-court pass and moving around the perimeter. That's 23, Vince Oxford. Back out top, reset the offense. Then Morris works it to the right corner baseline. They'll back out behind Arf. Back to Gage Baker. He wears number 10. They're working inside, in the paint. And move, going to be off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Blackford, 23. Vince Oxford for two. 2 contest. Early going, Gibson High School. Side of the arc, shot in the air, 3-point land, wouldn't go. Ryan Tracy, rebound out of there. Blackburn, Gage Baker. To the front court, he'll dish off. Shot wouldn't go, that was Kean Wells. 2-point shot, it worked the other direction. Jackson Money off the glass. 2-point bucket, Grady Carpenter with another good pass. 4-2 contest. 6:18 on the game clock. Front court, outside the arc. 3-point shot, Kean Wells. Rims off long, rebound, Grady Carpenter. Into the timeline. I started working back out top. Jackson Money. He wasn't going to get the pass. He looked away at him. Screen. And Grady Carpenter had made the pass to Jackson. Goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Blackford. In half court. Tossed in, Ethan Morris. And Gage Baker back to Morris. Morris going to dribble. He tried to bounce the pass down low on the baseline. He gets it through to Kinnerman. Kinnerman tries to make a pass. Stolen. Front court by Jackson Money. Eddie Carpenter outside the arc. 3-point shot on the way. Go for Sam Quigley. Jackson Money trying to save the basketball off of a Blackford Bruin. He stays in the court of play. And back the other end. Keegan Wells working it around. Going to get it back to teammate Ethan Morris. pin move into paint near the baseline, picked up his dribble for Swan playing defense. Get outside to Art Vince Oxley, wears number 23, has a full beard. Paint, 2-point shot good. Took the bucket, key and Wells for four contests. Across the timeline with the dribble paint, Nolan Swan. And against him, Keegan Wells. Take that back. That's 15, Ethan Morris. Hurting Nolan Swan. Swan's going to dribble in. Inside the arc. Take a jumper. 2-point shot. Wouldn't go. Bounce collected by Vince Oxley. Bruins. Inside the arc. Then move. They go to the corner with it. Hitterman. They'll work it back around. Gage Baker. They're going to pass it down low. They're going to call a traveling violation. Baker jumps. To make the pass sooner, the passing lane closed up. Pretty much landed prior to the ball and leaving his hands. He's going to call for traveling. It's going to belong to Tipton. The 30 seconds. Timeout called by the Blackford Bruins. Coach Justin. We'll mention coverage. Blue Devil basketball and Tipton County sports can be found in the weekly Wednesday printed edition. Online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. Again, mention for updates on games and results. Hello, Michelle Garman at the at symbol. Michelle, two L's, _ Garman. Follow her on X, formerly known as Twitter. And that's at Michelle, _ Garman. You can find her on X. Bring a ball inside court. Brady Carpenter. They walk across the timeline and pick up the pace. Side Jackson Money. Outside the arc, out top, Sam Quigley. Back to Grady. He'll try to pass it down low. It's picked up by Jackson Money. Back to Grady. They're going to dribble the paint. Work it back around. Reverse layup from Ryan Tracy. Wouldn't go. Quick retrieval there. Keegan Wells in the front court in a hurry. Ball off the glass. Keegan Wells, 2-point bucket. 6-4 contest. Blackford in front. They bring it through the timeline. Nolan Swan, crossover dribble. Bring it into paint and take a floater. Out wouldn't go. Rebound. Blackford, the board, Gage Baker. They'll go coast to coast. Off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. 8-4 contest. Blackford Bruins in front. 4 minutes left. We played halfway through the first quarter. Back top. Nolan Swan, they go to the corner. Sam Quigley, 3-point shot, good. Sam Quigley for 3. 7 contest. 6. Trying to get across the timeline. He will. On the dribble. That's Ethan Morris. Back to Keegan. Keegan's going to make a pass and it's going to be stolen. Noah Swan. Swan goes up for the layup. Swatted out of bounds by Blackford Bruin, number 10, Gage Baker. It goes out of bounds. That just means the Blue Devils going to have to bring it back in. Hot shot's good. It's exciting for the fans. Usually you get the ball back. Out top of the basketball. I'm the Art Grady Carpenter. Takes off Nolan Swan. Back to Grady in the paint. Around jumper. Wouldn't go. Rebound Blackford. Number 10, Gage Baker. The front court, Ethan Morris. Back to Gage. Gage Baker working around the perimeter. They're going to bring it down low. Off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. 23, Vince Oxley. Blackford Bruins 10. The Blue Devils, 7, balls in the front court. Blue Devil basketball on the dribble, Grady Carpenter. Corner, Ryan Tracy. He'll take a 3-point shot and get it. Ryan Tracy for 3. Ryan Tracy on the season, being 38% point land. He's now 16 for 41. They're working down low. He's all alone, couldn't get the bucket. Going to be tipped back in. Ryan Tracy tipped it in by mistake. He's just trying to get the rebound. They're going to give the to the bucket. Mason Kitterman, closest man to the bucket when it went in. Baseline, now Ryan Tracy going to go baseline, finger roll, 2-point bucket. The Blue Devils trying to bring it to the front court. Blue Devils, pressure. 12-12 contest, 2:20 left. First quarter. Send Morris on the dribble. Work it outside the arc on the dribble. Gage Baker. They're working back to Morris. Long 3-point shot right of center is good. Ethan Morris for 3. Team 12, Bruins, high 3. 2 minutes left. First quarter. Top of the basketball, Ryan Tracy. Move to Jackson Money. Now Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to go back to Jackson Money, he'll go up for the jump shot. We're going to see the first foul in the ball game. Jackson Money is going to shoot two. First foul in the ball game. Thought he was straight up, Ethan Morris. We're going to whistle this foul on 23. 6'2 senior. That's a nice looking beard. Caroline Jackson Money. Shot rims off, wouldn't go. Reba, that's going to be a subs in the ballgame. See Landon Spidell, number 21, Blue Devils. Number 4, Gavin Hare, ballgame. Blue Devils. Number 11 in the ballgame for Blackford, that's Jacob Lee. 9, junior. And one more, we'll get Jackson Money. Second shot is good. Back end of a two-shot foul. Also in the game for Blackford, 34, 6-foot senior, Gavin Collette. Side the arc on the dribble. We're getting around pretty quick. That's Jacob Leach. Short tip pass. Ethan Morris. Baseline. Kick it back out. He's going to be saved and run out of bounds. He goes to the corner with it. Three-point shot. Ethan Morris. Three-point shot is good. Well, we're going to the front court. Blue Devils in a hurry. Jackson Money spin move. Trying to paint fadeaway. Good. Jackson Money for two. T-15. Bruins by three. One team left. The first quarter. We're going to end the front court. Bruins. Get down low. Kinnaman. Off the glass. Got it. 2-point bucket from the paint. Ethan Kinnaman. Sophomore athlete. Walking across the timeline by the scores bench. Nolan Swan. They're working around the perimeter. Jackson Money back to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to go baseline. Pass it down low. Lance Spidell. He'll go off the glass. Wouldn't get the bucket. He'll shoot two. The second foul in the ballgame, 47.5 left. And a whistle is foul on 34, Gavin Collette, 6-foot senior. The free throw line, Landon Spidell, 47% on that free throw. 20 is good. Landon Spidell gets some encouragement. Drags the toys on the lane, Gavin Hare. The Carpenter stacks the money behind the three-point strike. And Spidell, second shot, also good. Got both of them. Spidell, a big 2 points there at the foul shot. 20-17, 42 seconds left. In the front court on the dribble, Gage Baker. Ben move. Getting it back out. Getting around the perimeter. 34, Gavin Collette. To get it back. Gage Baker outside the arc. 30 seconds left. Get to the corner. Kinnaman for three. Got it. Mason Kinnaman. Point shot is good. Kinnaman working on that 3-point percentage. Above 23% now. 23-17. 12 seconds left. Devils trail by six. Inner circle. Stationary dribble. Grady Carpenter. Again, his approach. Paint. A dribble. He off the glass. Couldn't get it. Rebound Blackburn. Shot at the buzzer. He goes. Shot taken by Gage Baker. At a complete. One quarter of play. After one quarter of play, Blackford Bruins 23, Blue Devils 17. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. That's Hope Jewelers, Tipton. Your times are made for precious moments. Hope Jewelers, there to meet your every special need. The field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater. Jewelers, they're located at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Reach them by telephone, 565-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Getting ready to bring the ball in. It's going to be also a possession arrow. Blackford Bruins. Guard the inbound, Nolan Swan, Grady Carpenter, guard Gage Baker. Have to look at it. And if Gage Baker got open. Payne, opposite side. He'll cross the timeline now. Gage Baker. Works it to Ethan Morris. Back to Baker behind the arc. He goes dribble in. Side of the arc, touches hands briefly. Gavin Collette. To Ethan Morris, being guarded by Nolan Swan. Hey, try to get it to teammate, goes out of bounds. Hands there, Jackson Money, playing defense well. Number 11, Jacob Reese. And back in the ballgame, we're going to see Ryan Tracy in the game. Gavin Hare going to take a breather. Jackson Money taking a breather. And Tracy landing spy down Nolan Swan. And Grady Carpenter, Sam Quigley in the ballgame for the Blue Devils. Fade away. Elbow shot wouldn't go. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Blackburn. The Blue Devils into the court. Blue Devils going to get the ball. They'll bring it in. Right of the bucket on the baseline. Or Swan going to enter the basketball. Bounce pass into Grady Carpenter. Down low, Ryan Tracy. Not going to allow the shot. They're going to call an off-the-ball foul. They call maybe. They're going to whistle this foul on Blackburn for Gavin Collette. He has two in the ballgame. Be brought in, Nolan Swan. Quigley out top now. The Carpenter. Be a near steal here by Ethan Morris. Pretty quick move there. Out in front of the passing zone. Trying to hit Nolan Swan with a pass. Get out of bounds. He thought it was double chip. He thought it was Blackburn ball. Back to Blue Devils. Crossing the timeline, Nolan Swan. To the corner, Sam Quigley. Top, Ryan Tracy. Left side behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. Back out top, Nolan Swan. Double team, he'll pass out of it. Tim Quigley, he'll dribble in. To the corner, Grady Carpenter. Three-point shot, rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Ryan Tracy. Went back up, got his shot blocked. Down with the basketball. Going to end up in the hands. 24, Kinnerman, Mason Kinnerman. Front court now on the dribble. Gage Baker. Gage Baker trying to go off the glass. Going to foul whistle on Tipton. Foul on the Blue Devils here in this ballgame. We're in the second quarter. 6 minutes, 52 seconds left. Foul's whistled on the Blue Devils. First shot up and good. Gage Baker at the free throw line. Gage Baker on the season shooting 85% free throw line. He got that one. He's now 36 for 42. Baker's just a junior, 6'3". Second shot, also good. 25-17, Bruins by 8. In the timeline at a walk pace, Grady Carpenter. Side behind the arc, Sam Quigley. Steffi dribble out, back out top, Ryan Tracy. Is he being guarded there by Vince Oxley? Out around the perimeter, get it back to Nolan. He'll dribble inside the arc. Nolan's going to be fouled. They're going to whistle the foul, I believe, on 15, Ethan Morris. I think boys will be boys out on the floor, the official words for a couple of the guys. And right there, I think it might have been Ethan Morris and Nolan Swan. It's all good. I'm going to whistle a foul on 15 Ethan Morris. He has one. He's foul number two. They're working into paint. Alley-oop play. Got it. Grady Carpenter with the bucket. Nolan Swan with a good inbound. Right the bucket on the baseline. A three-point play opportunity. Grady Carpenter going to shoot. Carpenter steps to the stripe, shooting 63%. Free throw line, he's 47 for 75 on the season. Three-point play opportunity. Rims around, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for, Landon Spidell. 50 board. He'll get it back to Grady. Grady goes off the glass. Left-handed layup is good. And Grady got fouled again. So Grady's going to have another opportunity for a three-point play. The Blue Devils already have 4 points. This possession, their front court, 25-21. 29 left. A quarter three-point play is good. 25-22. Blue Devils trail by three. Into the timeline, that's number 10, Gage Baker. Bouncing out top, Vince Oxley. Guarding him is Landon Spidell. They'll switch off now. Spidell. Guard out top. That's Kean Wells. Back to Ethan. Morris. Back to left side and move to that ball. Jacob Reese. Where's number 11? Guarded there by Ryan Tracy. Ball's loose. Stolen by Nolan Swan. Ball pass. Left-handed layup is good. Nolan Swan for two. 25-24, 55 left. He's in the back court, Blue Devils, fighting pressure. Ethan Morris dribbles across the timeline, out top of the circle. They're working into Oxley. Oxley makes a spin move, going towards the bucket. It'll be a foul whistle. Tipton. Now, Landon Seidel thought the chicken wing was being used by Oxley. The whistle is foul on Landon. He's got one. And in the, from the left of the bucket on the baseline, tossed in by Wells, out top is Leach. They'll get it to Morris. And Morris back to T and Wells. Paint looking to get rid of it. Finally will. He'll find Gage Baker coming across the lane there. Going to dribble in. Turn around, spin away. Fadeaway jumper is good for Blackbird, 15. Then Morris, 27-24. Slide drive there for Ryan Tracy in the front court. M. Quigley stops, picks up his dribble. Going to be stolen, stealing the basketball from Quigley. To the timeline, number 10, Gage Baker. Speaking of guard Baker, out top, way out top. On the left side, Lee. 3-point shot of him go. Rebound, Brayden Carpenter. To the front court, atop the circle. Going to give it up. He does to Ryan Tracy. 27-24. 4:50 left here in the quarter. Going to work it back around. Going to be a double dribble. Double dribble in the front court. Blue Devils. Substitution back in the game for Tipton. 23 Jackson Money. Taking a breather. Number 5, Sam Quigley. Ball brought in, three-quarter court. Right there, left side of the blue of the Bruins bench. The dribble crossing the timeline, number 10, Gage Baker. Top, get to Ethan Morris. They're working to Kean Wells. Working back around outside the arc. Baker, ball tipped away, stolen. Nolan Swan with the basketball. In the front court, in the paint. Pass it out top, 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Ryan Tracy. Ball's loose, picked up by Jackson Money. Point shot outside the arc. Nolan Swan for three. Nolan Swan leads the team. Point shooting at 45%. Now 61 for 133. Corner baseline. Shot with a go. With Leach. Pick up Leach. Back the other direction. Again into Ryan Tracy. His first attempt would go. His own rebound. Put it back in off the glass. Side of the bucket. Blue Devils take a lead at 29-27. 3:53 mark. Side of the arc, Ethan Morris. Morris gets the lead back for Blackford. Point shot for Morris. 30-29. Bruins by one. Dribble. Side of the arc, Grady Carpenter. Spin move. He's going to get an offensive foul. Carpenter going to put that arm out on the spin. And Grady's going to pick up his first foul in the ball game. That's going to be the third foul on Tipton. Blackford Bruins have four fouls in the quarter. Jason Kitterman back in the ball game. Taking a break for Blackford is number 11, Jacob Leach. Brought in backcourt. Then Morris going to get the ball back from Gage Baker. Morris going to dribble through the timeline. He'll pass it left side behind the arc, Gage Baker. Bringing into Key and Wells outside the paint. Shot would go. Rebound, Landon Seidel. Pitch off Nolan Swan in the front court on the dribble. Swan tried to go off the glass, couldn't get it. Rebound out of there, Gage Baker. Front court, Kinnerman. Kinnerman open. Layup for the sophomore. 2-point bucket. Kinnerman. He's 229. Bruins by three. Outside the arc. They're working through the corner. Jackson Money. Dribble in. Get it back to Nolan. 3-point shot. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Fighting for the board. Going to pick it up. Landon Seidel. The state Landon Seidel had a foot on the baseline. To give it back to Blackburn. Back in the ball game, number 5, Sam Quigley. Get a breather for the Blue Devils. Number 21, Landon Seidel. 22-29. Bruins by three. 2:36 left. Bruins cross the timeline. Then Morris, they'll bounce it in, left elbow. Stockman, he'll dribble in. Might have got away with the step. Going to lose control of the basketball, but they're going to say it was last touch by the Blue Devils. So they're going to give it to Black. They'll bring it in from their own baseline, left of the bucket. they tossed in right there by Ken Wells, go getting into Gage Baker. Baker being guarded right in his face is Grady Carpenter. Put it to the corner. 3-point shot. Kinnerman rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Jackson Money. Can't do the timeline. Hand off back to Grady Carpenter. 3-point shot in the air. Good. Grady Carpenter. Right elbow extended. 3-point shot. Good. Ties the ball game. 32. Yeah, well, full court pressure. Leave the guy alone. That's Kinnerman under the bucket. Kinnerman for an easy 2-point bucket. 34-32. Blackford by 2. 53 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline, Jackson Money. Works it right side, Grady Carpenter. In front of the Bruins bench. Taking a left side around the perimeter. Him quickly back to Jackson. Jackson out top. And Tracy. Grady Carpenter with feet down low. Nolan Swan off the glass. Nolan got the bucket. He'll shoot one. So foul's going to be whistled on Blackwood. 34-34, 1:34 left here in the first half. With substitution back in the ballgame for Blackburn, team number 11, Jacob Leach. Jacob Leach, the 5'9 junior. Jacob Leach, 10.2 points, game average. Nolan Swan, 3-point play is good. Devils go up by one, 35-34, a minute and a half left. Full court pressure. Pass across the timeline, Gage Baker. Reach down and find Kinnerman again under the bucket. Devils working on that press, leaving him open. Kinnerman got fouled in the act of shooting on this possession. He'll shoot two. They're going to whistle a foul on Jackson Money. He has one. 23 left in the second quarter. 5:34. Blue Devils by one. Mason Kinnerman at the strike. Shot rims around, falls in. Kinnerman ties the ball game at 35. Kinnerman on the season shooting 64%. Now 10 for 15, 67%, and he'll do better than that. He'll nail both of them. Blackford goes up by one. 36-35, 118 left. Swan wanting to cross the timeline. He will with a pass. Back from Grady. Back to Jackson. Turnaround jumper at the right elbow. Jackson Money good. Jackson is money. 37-36. 1 minute left. Ball's loose in the front court. The reach in foul. Trying to get the steal. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to give one of his fouls away. Double check here. Yes. Nolan Swan has one foul in the contest. 5 fouls each way. Shooting free throws on every common foul after this quarter. There's 1:01 left here in the second quarter. At the free throw line, Ethan Morris gets first one. He'll shoot one more. 37-37, 1:01 left. Ethan Morris shooting 62% at the stripe. Second shot up, short off the mark. We go. Rebound fought for. It picked up by Grady Carpenter. Quigley and Gage Baker went after it. They work it down low. Long bounce pass to Ryan Tracy. Layup by the bucket. Devils go back up by two. 39-37, 44 seconds left. Right-handed floater off the glass wouldn't go for Mason Kinnerman. Rebound Nolan Swan. They'll work it up to Jackson Money. He'll dish it off to Grady Carpenter. Couldn't get the layup. It spun around there on the cylinder and finally fell off. Grady Carpenter trying to guard Gage Baker in the backcourt. A little bit out of control there. Going to pick up a foul in the backcourt. And going to the foul stripe is going to be number 10, Gage Baker. 39-37, Blue Devils by 2. 27.5 left, second quarter. Gage Baker, first shot, good. He's 3 for 3 on the game. 39-38. There's 7.5 left. Ethan Morris will take the lane. And Jacob Leach. More shots. Baker. Second shot up and good. And the ball game at 39. 26 seconds left. The Carpenter going to walk it to the sideline on the dribble. Be picked up in the front court by Mason Kinnerman. in the center circle now. 15 seconds left. 39-39. I'm going to dribble right side behind the arc. Sam Quigley. Pick up a screen from Jackson Money. They're working back around Nolan Swan to Grady Carpenter. 5 seconds left. Out top, three-point shot, right of center. Wouldn't go. Rebound tip back. And Tracy, he thought he got fouled. So we'll go to halftime. Nolan Swan tried the three. He rimmed out. High ball game at halftime. 39, Blackford. 39, 10 minutes. It's your mission. A good ball game in the works. I'll mention this game is in parts brought to you by the Floor Store. Floor Store, the east edge of Tipton. Stop by, look around. Showroom may leave you speechless. They find shopping online isn't really necessary, and excellence required. They are just east, State Road 28, just beyond the car dealership, located 1003 East Jefferson Street. Yes, Jefferson Street, State Road 28. Same road, different name. Tipton, Indiana. That's Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carolyn Swan will lend you a hand when they can. Also support your choices along with your decisions. Right there, they also support the hometown kids wearing the blue and white. The Floor Store, 1003 Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 765-675-3230. And that number is 765-675-3230. The Floor Store. Tipton. Also mentioned bringing this contest to you, Mr. Muffin Strange. Mr. Muffin Strange, there on State Road 19 in Atlanta. They're at the north end of the city. Mention if you're a kid, or if you're still a kid at heart, be more than amazed. Mr. Muffin's trains, model trains, and the fully functioning online availability for model train pieces and parts. That's MrMuffinsTrains.com. Dial them up at 765-292-2022. And that's 765-292-2022. MrMuffinsTrains.com. 28801 State Road 19, Feet 30. Mr. Muffin Trains in Atlanta. And also bringing this game to you is Jim Dandy Restaurant. Jim Dandy Restaurant, that's good food, friends, good times. Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee, that first three-point shot. Jim Dandy Restaurant put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Tipton and Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward, making each visit feel like you're enjoying home-cooked meal. Remember, food, good friends, and good times, not far away. The Jim Dandy menu is calling for names. We'll talk a little bit about Class 2A rankings. Rankings came out. They were last tabulated January 30th. We'll mention current rankings. Class 2A, here are the top teams. Number one, presently it's the Tipton Blue Devils. Now 17 wins, one loss. Tied at halftime tonight with the Blackford Bruins, 39, and they're also, both teams are in sectional. 39 will be played here at Tipton. Second in the state at this time in Class 2A is Fort Wayne Lures. They are the Knights. Team wins, two losses. Sectional 37. For three this week, Brownstown Central Braves. Braves are 17-4, sectional 46. Number four this week, Wapahani Raiders. Wapahani Raiders are currently 16 wins, 2 losses, sectional 40. For five this week, Southwestern Rebels. They're 17 wins, 2 losses, sectional 46. And also in sectional 46, at number six, Providence Pioneers, 14-3. Number seven, Sweet Manchester. Squires, 14-2, sectional 37. Two teams tied at number eight. Number eight, one of them is Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves, the 13-5, sectional 37. Second team at number eight is Sullivan Golden Arrows, 3, sectional 47. Number 10 this week was Jets there, Adams Central, Flying Jets. They're 14-3, sectional 37. Number 11, Park Tudor, Panthers are 12-5, sectional 43. Number 12, it's Paoli, Rams, 12-3. Sectional 47. Winding out the lineup here today, two teams tied at number 13. Team at number 13, North Posey Vikings are 13-3, sectional 48. And also at number 13, Park Heritage, the Wolves, 15-4, sectional 44. We'll also mention this game is in parts. Brought to you by Powers and Sewer. Powers Septic and Sewer. They are a family-owned business in Hamilton County since the year 2000. It started a father and son business, now grown to a three-generation business. Residential and commercial septic tanks and grease traps service Hamilton County and surrounding counties. Give them a call, 317-339-9327. And their number is 317-339-9327. Powers, Epic, and Sewer. And also bringing you tonight's contest, Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, when you find yourself looking for that dependable big truck, tow company, that high-quality choice, away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 708 South Street. They call them at 317-773-3800. Again, their number is 317-773-3800. 2 26-foot box trucks available. Truck with a Tommy lift sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Penske Truck Rentals and Penske alone. Any possible concerns, away any travel. Find Dirk. At Indiana Rentals. We'll also mention about the class, all four classes, which is poll. Funny, were tabulated on February 4th. Was days ago. Run through these. The 17 A schools, 3A school, and 2A schools. This is all four classes. The coaches picked these in this order. At number one, Fisher's Tigers, 18-1, Braves, sectional 8. 2, Prince North Wildcats, 18-1, Braves, sectional 10. 3, Noblesville Millers, 16-2, 4A, number 8, sectional. That'll be at Noblesville. We'll mention number 4, Westfield Shamrocks, 14-2, sectional 8. That's 4A. Number 5, they've moved up in the rankings, Kokomo Wildcats, 17-3, Class 4A, Sectional 7. And number 6, Greenfield Central Cougars. 15 wins, no losses, 4A, Sectional 9. 7, Indianapolis Cathedral Irish. And 3, Class 4A, Sectional 10. Number 8, Indianapolis Attics, Tigers, 15-5, 4A, 10. Number 9, Ben Davis Giants, 15-4, Class 4A, 11. Number 10, Houndstown Central Braves, 17-4, for the first 2A school in this coach's poll, Sectional 46. Number 11, Ville Harrison Warriors, 15-2, Sectional 4A, Sectional 16, State Class 4A. Number 12, Richmond, Red Devils, 18-2, Class 4A, Sectional 9. Number 13 in the state, Blue Devils, 15-1, Class 2A, Sectional 39. Pick there, we're getting ready for second half. Going to be brought in, also possession arrow. Devils, quickly, Grady Carpenter back to Sam. They're across the timeline. Working left side outside to get it to Swan. Elbow, back to Sam. 3-point shot in the air, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter got his own board. They put it up a second time. Lay it over the rim. 2-point bucket. Carpenter. 41-39. Just begun second half. 7:35 left. Out top of the basketball, Gage Baker. Guarded by Nolan Swan. He'll bounce it into Oxley. Work his way down. The paint, take a shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Ryan Tracy. Left. Nolan Swan. Spin move. Free throw line. Back to Tracy. The right side, Grady Carpenter. Could be picked up by Kitterman. They're working into Nolan Swan. In the paint, fadeaway jumper, got it. Fadeaway jumper, high off the rim, falls back through. Point bucket, Nolan Swan, 43-39, Blue Devils, for nothing here in the second half. Then Morris, out top, Gage Baker back to Morris. He'll bring it around the perimeter. Back pedal, and work it back to get it from Oxley. Baseline jumper for Morris, shot wouldn't go. Oxley got the board. He's going to go back with a reverse layup. You're going to get fouled in the act of shooting. It's Oxley going to shoot a couple. First foul here in the second half. They're going to whistle this foul on Nolan Swan. He has two. It's Oxley going to strike. Shooting 59%. 12 for 20. Excuse me. Check that. He gets the first one. Oxley now 14 for 23 on the season. They'll get one more. 43-40, 6:45 left. We're in the third quarter. Take a shot up. Comes off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Jackson Money also right there. Money got the ball from Jackson. Jackson out top of the circle. Back around, Ryan Tracy. Corner, Grady Carpenter. Triple threat, he'll pin move, go baseline. Go off the glass, couldn't get the shot, got his own board. Went back up with it. I was going to be called, and Grady Carpenter is going to shoot two. Grady Carpenter, 6'6", working the boards right there, racking up some rebounds and some buckets at the same time. Coach Cliff Hawkins having a little bit of a conversation with one of the officials, getting an example, getting an explanation. First shot short off the rim, Carpenter. Carpenter steps to the stripe, shooting 63% on the season. He'll get one more. A shot, good. Got the back end of a two-shot foul. Grady Carpenter, 54-40. Devils by four. Third quarter at Tipton High School. It's Tuesday. Sure these guys like playing during the week. Probably a lot of fun. Spin move out top, Ian Wells. Back out top, he'll dribble in. Spin move, Ethan Wells. Ethan Morris in the paint. Turnaround jumper. Got it. About a 10-footer for Ethan Morris. 44-42. Blue Devils by two. Some money in the front court. Dish off. Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter trying to make a pass to Ryan Tracy. Space. Gage Baker. And going back the other direction. Keegan Wells. He's in the front court now. Working through the corner. Kitterman. They're working down low. Stolen. Pass. Try to get it to Oxley. The paint, Jackson Money stole the basketball. Devils in the front court. Jackson Money out top. Look at left side. 3-point shot. Good. Nolan Swan for three. Right there in front of the Blue Devil bench. 57-42. 5:25 left. The third quarter. Ken Wells on the dribble. Hesitation dribble. They go off outside the paint there. Take a shot. Whistle blows. We're going to find out. Going to relay the foul situation. One official to the other. Get it communicated quicker. And that foul's whistled on Sam Quigley. He has one. Take it back. Sam has two. And the Blue Devils have two in the quarter. One in the quarter for the Bruins. In the basketball. And we're going to paint. Ken Wells going to take an unorthodox shot, but I'm pretty sure he knew he was going to get hammered. They call a foul, and Ken Wells going to shoot two. 5:11 left here in the third quarter. Foul's whistled on Sam Quigley. He picks up number three. 47-42. Ken Wells' first shot rims off. Wouldn't go. Ken Wells shooting 71%. The season. I have updated stats. They're accurate. Now 24 for 35. Wells' second shot is good. 24-5 for 36. Player to the timeline, crossing the timeline, left in a dribble, Grady Carpenter. Around jumper, he'll hand off to Noah Swan. Swan couldn't get the bucket. 3-point landed, rattled out. Rebound put back by Jackson Money wouldn't go. And Gage Baker. Front court in the paint. Got the ball stolen from behind. It was tipped away. And it was tipped away. Blue Devils came up with it. And number 10, Gage Baker, reaches in trying to get the ball back. His teammates, to lose the basketball, you want it back in a hurry. At times it costs you a foul. Gage Baker gave up one right there. 4:50 on the game clock. 47-43, Blue Devils by four. Blue Devils in the front court. Noah Swan with a dribble in. Kicks it back out, Jackson Money. Out top of the circle, at two, it'll rim out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Gage Baker or Blackford. Little right-handed layup off the glass, couldn't get it. Rebound, Jackson Money. The front court, Ian Tracy. Out top, Grady Carpenter. Long, 3-point shot, good. Couple of steps behind the arc, right of center. D. Carpenter for three. 43, Blue Devils, largest lead at 7. Or 12 on the game clock. Kean Wells out top. He'll spin move at the free throw line. Canned it off the glass. Couldn't get it. They're going to call in goaltending. Count the bucket. Say Ryan Tracy that ball while it was on the cylinder. And, From the perspective view that the official had, was below the bucket, and he's looking up at the situation, and that was a call that a lot of folks disagree with. And another official walking over to talk with him right now, and I guess they're going to let that go. The bucket will count. 50-45. Almost like tipping the ball in. Incidentally, the other bucket, what happened in the first half? It happened. Turn it back around. Jackson Money, jump shot. Got it. We got a 2-point jump shot on the baseline. Got a 16-footer. And absorbed the foul. He'll get one more shot. Going to whistle this foul on number 10, Gage Baker. He has two. 52-45. 52 left. The third quarter, Jackson Money, 3-point play opportunity, and he got it. 3-point play, Jackson Money. 53-45, Blue Devils by 8. Front court, Keegan Wells. His spin move at the free throw line, in the paint, looking to get rid of it. Get it back to Gage Baker outside the arc. Baker going to silver dribble. Going to pick up a screen. Actually, and Noah Swan tried to set up to draw that charge. He couldn't get it done. It'll be a blocking foul on Nolan Swan, and Nolan Swan going to pick up his third foul here in the contest. Quarter. Hawkins with some pondering with the bench area. Both brought in. Back up, Jacob Leaf in the ballgame once again. Blackford on the dribble out top, spin move, key and well. Back out to Leaf. Leaf's going to hand off to Morris. First going to dribble in, high dribble, picks it up, trying to get rid of it. He does to Jacob Leaf in the paint. Leaf off the glass, right-handed layup. Had to get rid of it in a hurry, land of the trees. Point bucket good. Outside the arc, Peyton Aller. Ball game for the Blue Devils. 3-4 shot wouldn't go. From the lane on the rebound, shot wouldn't go. That was Ethan Morris. Nolan Swan with the rebound. 53-47. Was by 6. In the paint, couldn't get the shot. That was Nolan Swan. And saved the basketball. It was not established. Ethan Morris was inside the baseline. Came out there near him. He jumped in. Touched the basketball before he was reestablished in the court of play. It's going to be a 60-second timeout called by Blackford. 2:50 left here in the third quarter. Blue Devils, 53. Bruins, 37. A good ball game on Tuesday. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Noblesville Trophy. Noblesville Trophy. You can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Stop in, if only, to browse around. They're located at 1720 10th Street, Brookville, Indiana. Trophies, words, and plaques at turnaround. Prices are low. So low, you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 10th Street, Brookville, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can dial them up at 317-73-7391. So they're going to bring the ball in. Be brought in from the baseline. Blue Devils front court. Noah Swan. Toss it in. Jackson Money. Alley-oop play is good. Jackson Money can get up. Swan with the assist. Again, for player. Out top of the basketball, Lee. He'll work it right side. Key and Wells. Sit to Ethan Morris. Back to Wells. Way out top, being guarded by Peyton Aller. They'll work it back. Cross court. Get pass to Key and Wells. From the dribble, Ethan Morris. Key and Wells, left side, behind Art. On him, right blue. And right there is Peyton Aller. Nearly a steal by Jackson Money. Keep the ball alive. Kitterman, inside out play, 3-point shot wouldn't go for Wells. Hacking down the rebound was the Leafs. Court skip pass. The dribble. Moore in the paint, they're working down low. Kitterman, reverse layup is good. Kitterman, the athletic young man, just a sophomore. Kitterman jumps center, he's 6'4". Working around the front court, Ryan Tracy. Cross court skip pass to the corner. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Peyton Aller. Rebound out of there for Blackwood. 34, Gavin Collette. 6-foot senior. Out top of the basketball and reset the offense. Ethan Morris. To the left side, Key and Wells to Kitterman. Now back to Morris. Morris goes to the corner. 3-point shot. Key and Wells. Good. Key and Wells from the right corner baseline for 3. 55-52. Blue Devils by 3. 18 left here in the third quarter. A couple of Blue Devils waiting to check in. Landon Spidell and Sam Quiggin. Outside the arc. 3-point shot on the way. Ryan Tracy. He get it. Rebound. Grady Carpenter. Ben moves into paint. Grady Carpenter. 2-point rebound putback. Blue Devils 57. Bruins 52. 55 seconds left. Quarter. Keen Wells on the dribble. Dribbling exhibition. Bring it back to Collette. Collette wants to get rid of it. And Wells out behind the arc. Stepped loosely by Ryan Tracy. On the dribble, 40 seconds left. To the corner, Kitterman. Put off the rim, 3-point shot wouldn't go. And Tracy with the rebound to Nolan Swan. Swan on the dribble. Back out to Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in. Grady Carpenter outside the paint. Floater wouldn't go. Rebound, Mason Kitterman. Kitterman trying to go coast to coast, but he'll dish it off. Ethan Morris. And Morris lost his footing. It's going to be a traveling violation. With Fidel back in the ballgame, 21, and number 5, Sam Quigley, 20.6 left in the third quarter. I was going to bring it from the backcourt. 5-point advantage for Tipton. And Quigley going to bring it to the timeline. Picked up at half court by Jacob Leaf. Pass it right side. Working back around. Back door cut. Noah Swan off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Collette trying to draw the charge. Whistle. Bring it back to the front court. Long. 3-point shot to buzzer. Wouldn't go. And 3 quarters gone by. Blue Devils 59. Bruins 52. Minutes on the game clock. 62nd. I'm out between quarters, and we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, Car Quest Auto Parts, located at 1110 Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. At the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza, just to the south of McDonald's and across the street. Our team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and you can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. Are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. And down the basketball, it belongs to Blackford. It's on a possession arrow for the fourth quarter. We toss it in. The dribble, Ethan Morris in the front court. Pitch it off, Gage Baker in the paint. In the back, in well, spin move, back to Morris. Morris going to keep his pivot foot down. A lot of folks think he's kept it still. In the front court with the basketball now out of top of the circle. Ethan Morris being guarded there by Jackson Money. Jackson gets screened off, and Morris gets a layup right side of the bucket. Point bucket good for Ethan Morris. 59-54, 7:28 on the game clock. Blue Devils in the front court. Jackson Money now on top. Nolan Swan, he's open. He'll take a shot. Four shot would go. Rebound putback is good. Landon Fidel having the rebound, putting it back up and in. 1:54, 7:10 left here in the fourth quarter. Going to be a steal. Nolan Swan go off the glass. Going to the defender off his feet. That was Gage Baker. Sit back up. Nolan Swan got the bucket. They're going to whistle a foul in the backcourt. Sam Quigley. Quigley going to pick up his third foul in the ballgame. He'll take a breather back in the ballgame for the Blue Devils. Is number 12, Ryan Tracy. So another sub back in the ballgame is Vince Oxley. Actually going to end for number 11, Jacob Leaf, brought in from the backcourt. Then Morris going to pick the basketball up. We're sporting those pink shoes. You know what that's about. That's a good cause. Bring it back around the perimeter. Thurman. Sit back. Gage Baker being guarded by Nolan Swan. Crossover. Pin move outside the paint. Lost the handle. Regathers it. Out top of the basketball, Ethan Morris. He'll take a three. 3-point shot short off the net. Wouldn't go, but saving the basketball, Vince Oxley. His teammate, Kitterman. Get it back to T.M. Wells. Now get another shot to Buck. Free throw line. Now back out to Kitterman. Your Eagle baseline, reverse layup, couldn't get it. Testing him was Grady Carpenter. Carpenter comes down with the board. Front court, he's trying to go coast to coast. Get a shot away or get fouled in the act of shooting. Mason Kitterman to pick up the foul. Grady Carpenter trying to go coast to coast. So Carpenter going to get 2 shots. The first foul in the ballgame on Mason Kitterman. Shot up, rims around, wouldn't go. They'll get one more. Katie Carpenter at the foul stripe. 63-54. Blue Devils by 9. And now Blue Devils by 10. 6:18 left. The timeline quickly is Gage Baker. Working back around, pick up the dribble out top to Ethan Morris. First on the crossover dribble. Back out to Key and Wells being guarded there by Jackson Money. Ben move into paint. He and Wells going to get a foul, earn a foul shot, and get a couple of them. Whistle this on Jackson Money. And Wells was under the bucket. Couldn't quite get the ball across the rim. They hit the bottom of the rim. They're going to whistle a second foul on Jackson Money. First shot, rims around, wouldn't go. He and Wells, foul strike. Third of the ball game at 71%. Second shot up and good. Back in of a two-shot foul for Kean Wells. 10-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 64-5. 6 minutes left. Clock moving. Grady Carpenter behind the arc. Back out top. Jackson Money back to and Tracy. Now Nolan Swan. They're working down inside. Ben move in the baseline. Grady Carpenter couldn't get the first. Got his own board. Went back up. Got fouled in the act of shooting. Grady Carpenter using that 6'6" frame pretty well. Talking about 6'6", one of my favorite players of all time, Julius Dr. J. Irving was 6'6", and he played a little bit like a Grady Carpenter. Vice versa. First shot off the rim, wouldn't go. He'll get one more. Get some encouragement. Ryan Tracy, Landon Spidell, they're on the lane. 47 left, 54-55, now 64-55, you couldn't get either one. Down Kitterman to Baker, the time known as the basketball, Ethan Morris. Out top, and Oxley, cross-court pass right there, tipped out of bounds, good hands, Jackson Money goes into the stands. He'll be brought in side court, front court, Kean Wells. Starting the inbound, Jackson Money. He'll bounce it in to Ethan Morris. Morris going to out some directions. Pick up a screen from Oxley. Now back out top. Ken Wells, 25 left. Fourth quarter, outside the arc, three-point shot. He go for Ethan Morris. Rebound, Jackson Money. Ethan Carpenter works it up ahead. Nolan Swan will take a three-point shot and get it. Right there in front of the Blue Devils bench, right in front of Bert Emmert. The athletic trainer for the Blue Devils. Timeout called. 30 seconds. Timeout called. And we'll mention, the game is also in part being brought to you by AGM. So, GM Auto, LLC. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM Auto can be the good mechanic you're looking for. GM Auto, they are now located just west of Arcadia. At 6660, 266th Street, AGM Auto. They do classic car restoration. Say what, if you got a car or a truck in an old barn, maybe it's got a tarp over it, maybe it doesn't. Bring that to AGM Auto. They'll sit down with you, discuss it, and get you on the road again with that car or that truck, and they'll redo it. It'll be classified and well done at AGM Auto. It's going to be tossed in. Blackford, backcourt, Gage Baker, crossing the timeline at a quick pace. Work in. He's going to go off the glass. Right-handed layup wouldn't go. Left side of the bucket. He'll shoot two. Nolan Swan was guarding him there for a moment. Nolan Swan's going to pick up the foul. Take that back. It's going to be 21, Landon Spidell. Fidel going to pick up his second. That would have been Nolan's fourth foul. We didn't want that. Throw line, Gage Baker. First shot, good. Gage Baker, 85% free throw shooter. So what they're starting to shoot free throws well. Second shot up. It's off short. We go rebound, Ryan Tracy. He'll hand off, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter brings it to the timeline. He'll slow it up. Against him, Shitterman. 4:52 left, 67-56 from the corner. Three-point shot, Ryan Tracy wouldn't go. And Wells picks it up. It's either court. Spin move, trying to get rid of it right there out top to Kitterman. Kitterman's going to drive, take a baseline jumper. Got a 12-footer, got the bucket. Mason Kitterman for two. 7:58 for 28 on the game clock. The quarter. Top of the basketball, Grady Carpenter. Now Jackson Money. Jackson Money picks up a screen from Nolan. is off Ryan Tracy. He'll go baseline, kick it to the opposite corner. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter coming down with a board. Key in Wells. Wells dishes off. It's Oxley in the paint. Right-handed layup. Good. Key in Wells with the assist. Oxley for two. He's 760. Blue Devils by seven. Just under 4 minutes left. Some money out top of the basketball. Right side. Nolan Swan. He'll dribble in. Off the glass. Got the bucket. Gage Baker thought about setting up to draw a charge, then thought again. Let's call a timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you. PutMeInSports.com. In varsity sports since the year 2008. They support education-based school varsity athletics. Fall in the spring. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights baseball, football in the fall, in Blue Devils football, basketball in the winter, in Blue Devils basketball, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball. Huskies will play in the regional. I'll be at LaPel coming Saturday. Put Me in Sports will be at that game. Prior to the Blue Devil game right here with Taylor. You want to listen, Put Me in Sports Saturday, 1 o'clock. The Heights is going to go against Woodland, both basketball regional. In the front court, Gage Baker in the paint. Stop and pop a shot in the paint, wouldn't go. Got his own rebound. Back out top on the dribble, Ethan Morris. Morris takes an underhanded scoop shot, it's rejected. Grady Carpenter, they're going to work it in. Going to call an offensive foul. Nolan Swan rolls the dice right there. Three fouls, steps up and draws the charge. Then a whistle this foul on 24. Payson Kitterman, he had two. Both teams with three fouls in the fourth quarter. 69-60, Blue Devils by nine. 20 left. Fadeaway jumper in the paint. Good. Nolan Swan for two. 71-60, Blue Devils by 11. 3-10 left. Front court, Gage Baker. The shot outside the paint. Going to be a block shot. Nolan Swan. They'll push it up ahead. Back to money. Finger roll. Rolls around the rim and falls in. Then finger rolls sometimes. Dangerous. Back out. Gets the bench Oxley down low. Pass was hard to handle. Was out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. Three brought in backcourt. Action money, now Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to walk it to the timeline. 2:45 left. To pick up a screen from Jackson Money. Back in, screen and go. Give and go, got it. That's Jackson Money in the paint. In the layup, credit the assist. Grady Carpenter. 60 and a half minutes left. It's Baker out top. Joff, P, and Wells being guarded there by Sam Quigley. Move in the paint. Top and pop a shot. Couldn't get it. Guys on board. And Wells puts it back up for two. And Wells for two. 35-62. 2:12 left. In the front court, Nolan Swan. Crossover dribble, lost the handle, picked up by Gage Baker. They're working up ahead to Ethan Morris. Saving the basketball to Kinderman. Working back to Ian Wells. Ian Wells going to dribble the lane. Tipped away. Blue Devils pick it up. That's Jackson Money. Front court, number 12, Ryan Tracy, he'll dish off. Grady Carpenter, first shot wouldn't go. Second shot will. Grady Carpenter for two. Another, his own boards. 77-62. Blue Devils in front. A minute, 38 seconds left. Outside the arc, shot on the way. Kitterman, 3-point shot, left elbow extended, wouldn't go. Rebounds, Ryan Tracy, Nolan Swan, now back to Grady. Carpenter, get across the timeline. 77-62, Devils by 15. 1:18 left. Screen, some money. Grady Carpenter works it down low. Ryan Tracy got his shot blocked from the backside. Gage Baker, he's in the front court. The gears to Key and Wells. Now back to Baker in the paint. He'll float it over the rim. 2-point bucket good for Baker. 1 minute left. 77-64. In the front court, Blue Devils. Nolan Swan. Going to enter the lane. go up with a shot, they're going to whistle a foul. Two officials, fist in the air, both agree. Foul's going to be whistled on Blackford. They're going to whistle this foul on Keon Wells. He has four in the contest. That's four on the team. Blue Devils have three. So Swan going to shoot a couple. Shot up and good. Substitution back in the ball game for Blackford Bruins. Number 11, Jacob Lee. It's a pretty good play there for a stretch. Lee had to wait for the scores bench for just a bit. A shot also good. Nolan Swan got both of them. 79-64, 49 seconds left. Front court key and Wells. Outside the paint, couldn't get it. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to work against Keon Wells in the backcourt. Tried to beat him to the timeline. He did. Put it down low, Grady Carpenter. Ryan Tracy gets the ball stripped by Gage Baker. 29 seconds left. In the front court, beat. The corner brings it back out. Gage Baker. Side of the arc, he'll float a three. Rims out short. Rebound, Nolan Swan. 69-64, Swan in the front court, 14 seconds left. Gage Baker going to guard him loosely. Swan out in front of the scores bench. Up in the front court, he'll dribble around right there, 5 seconds. And they'll complete the ball game here momentarily. And there's the buzzer. Good ball game here tonight on a Tuesday night. Blackford Bruins. A little bit of a scare through three quarters. They'll score. Tips and Blue Devils, 79. For Bruins, 64. Thank you for tuning in. And a good ball game we'll mention. Game coming up for Blackford. For Bruins, we'll play this Friday night. Friday night, at 6 o'clock and 7:30 tonight. Blackford will make their way to Oak Hill. Golden Eagles. Mention the Tips and Blue Devils. On Saturday, the next game will be Saturday, during 10th, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Taylor Titans be here with the Tipton Blue Devils. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll talk to you on Saturday. Devils ball game, if you want to listen to the girls game, Friday at 1, basketball, Hamilton Heights and Woodland. Thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home. Sound check. He monitored the ball games, and it looks like we did not drop a signal. We last Saturday, a minute and a half mark for championship game of the sectional. That's a bummer, but anyway, they found out who won. So we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, doing the teaching, the learning, don't let him go. Dear Bernie.